full time here in Tubbercurry, and history has been made as Galway become the first ever All-Ireland under 20 ladies champions, overcoming a brave Donegal challenge. A scoreline of Galway 3 goals and 9 points, Donegal 1 goal and 8 points. It was a day that was about much more than the result. This was the first ever staging of an All-Ireland under 20 ladies championship, a competition created to provide a pathway, of course, for these young players, bridge the gap between the minor and the senior level, and showcase the incredible talent. Donegal have certainly played their part, of course, here this afternoon, making the competition a success. They arrived here today and, you know, created their own little bit of history. And while the result didn't go their way, this group of players can look back on the campaign filled with pride and achievement. You know, the support out here in front of them, the support is brilliant today. They started brightly this afternoon. Sarah Thomas, of course, opening the scoreline in the first 20 seconds, but Galway responded in the best possible fashion, with Alicia O'Malley leading out the charge. Her influence this afternoon was significant throughout, as Galway built a commanding first half advantage. They were then 9 points, as you remember, at the end of the first half. And of course, Ashley O'Neill just getting a point at the very end of the first half to make it 4 points to Donegal, 3-5 to Galway. But what was characterised this Donegal team all season was evident once again: resilience, determination, and a refusal to give up, and a very, very good second half of football from them. Despite facing a strong Galway side, they played against the conditions. Donegal came out fighting. Of course, their defensive structure was outstanding at times, restricting Galway to a handful of scores. And of course, they had chances throughout from Maria Dever, Ashley O'Neill, Lucy Ward, Sarah Thomas. And although Galway's defending and goalkeeping stood firm, Donegal kept pushing. Caitlin Fletcher, of course, probably the woman of the second half, getting on the scoreboard a numerous amount of times in the second half, got a second half goal just when Donegal needed it most, renewed the belief. Late scores brought the margin back to 6 points, with time running out, giving the large Donegal support some hope here. And we always have hope, of course, Donegal, of a dramatic finish, but it wasn't to be. There was a huge moment before the halftime. You'll remember Ellie McGarvey, our keeper, pulled off a fantastic save. They, of course, saved Donegal at that stage. But look, listen, there was brilliant moments throughout the whole of the game. Ultimately, Galway had enough quality to see the victory out. You know, under the guidance of Paul Gillespie and Desi McNamara, this young Donegal side have shown great depth and talent. And the growth of the LGFA, of course, has been remarkable. Competitions like this are hugely important step in providing more opportunities for young players to develop. For Donegal, there's disappointment tonight, but they should be enormously proud of the performance out there. They've been pioneers in this competition, created a little bit of history of their own, and this group of players have shown that the future of Donegal ladies football is very, very much in safe hands, and it's very, 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 very good day. And I'm looking out in front of me now as Galway's about to get the cup, but I'm going to hand you back to Paul in studio. Thanks so much for all the coverage here today, and I'll leave you now. I'd leave you with the score. Galway, 3 goals and 11 points, but an enormous second half performance, and probably the scoreboard doesn't reflect the goal and 9 points that Donegal got. So well, credit to all of the backroom staff and the Donegal ladies out in front of me here.